From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, personality, news formationality?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what we are. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart. Let's put that on a t-shirt. It's Tuesday, February 12th, 2008. And if our morning production meetings, we've been discussing, do we tackle Valentine's Day?
And who cares about it? Does everyone care about it?
Who cares about it in the room? It's been a little bit like a giant group therapy session, frankly.
You learn a lot about people.
You learn a lot about people and their expectations.
Well, the whole debate is, do couples who are in some relationship, do they care about Valentine's Day more or less than single people who seem... Trisha's saying no, they don't care more about it. She speaks for herself. But then we heard from Ian, and he said that after thinking that his girlfriend didn't care...
She maybe cared a little bit more than he thought. And as we all pointed out, good to find out, not on February 14th.
Exactly. Still February 12th. You have a couple days.
Yeah, but we also had this story emerge, which we were going to dive into today, about little kids in Valentine's Day, realizing that it's become this entire event in schools, and a lot of young parents are faced with do I give one to everybody? What if my kid's the kid who doesn't get a Valentine? Do teachers even like it? Is it, you know, just kids running around on a sugar high from cupcakes? So we're going to dive into how Valentine's Day has been ratcheted up for the under 5 foot set, we'll say.
And taking a bit of a turn, we're also going to have an update on the Pentagon's plans to try 6 Guantanamo Bay detainees with murder in connection with the September 11th attacks. Guy Raz is going to explain that for us.
And it's New Music Tuesday. We're going to celebrate with some new old music. All right, get ready. Today is the release of the 25th anniversary edition of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Billie Jean is not my love.
Just lose a glove.
Just a girl.
Break out the red leather and join us. I think we've lost Rachel entirely.
On the floor, in the realm.
We'll get to the headlines in just a minute, but first, here's the BPP's big story. Millions of addicts around the country were left scrambling for their fix yesterday when BlackBerry service was interrupted for a whole 3 hours.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but the outage did affect these particular wireless email devices across the U.S. and Canada from about 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There are 12 million BlackBerry users worldwide, about 8 million of them in the affected area. Some users reported no service problems at all. Others got no service at all. It's the second widespread disruption in less than a year.
Research in Motion, the Canadian company that makes BlackBerry, says the problems affected BlackBerries on all different cell phone networks, and they still do not know what actually caused the problem. The company issued an apology and says that all text and email messages were eventually delivered.
News junkies at NPR were hit hard by the outage. We got an all-staff email yesterday advising us about the problem, to which one guy, wise guy responded, quote, "Does anybody else see the humor in sending an email telling you your BlackBerry is dead?" End quote.
Good old public radio humor. Of course, the outage was not funny to folks who are, well, a little too attached to their devices. In fact, a 2006 Rutgers University study said that some BlackBerry users should be weaned off the devices, just like drug addicts.
Crack addicts. Millions of North Americans were forced to speak to the people sitting across from them and find something else to do with their thumbs. But there is good news for those folks and for the majority of people who use the BlackBerry's power wisely. Service appears to be back to normal.
That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get to some of today's headlines.